Good morning and welcome to A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith, where Smith is blooms in athletics and sports. Well, I am coming to you today from Montgomery, Alabama. And Monday night I did a workshop for the entire student athlete body, and it was Take the Mic, Voice All Your Fears to Lead Your Peers. And I was extremely impressed with the leaders of the Hornets. Yeah, because they participated, and everyone listened to the answers, and it was wonderful because they were actually leading their peers. They use the four agreements, and that's one of the things I use with all my clients to help them navigate issues of life, to be honest with you, not just, you know, on the workplace or the athletic field. And so, and it was interesting, I saw my good friend from Virginia, who now lives in Alabama, and she said she has always, since, you know, we talked about it years ago, she's always used it. And those four agreements are: don't take it personal, don't make assumptions, always do your best, and be impeccable with your word. And so they embraced that. They gave great examples of why each one of these agreements are important. And so really great. I want to thank Dr. Janice Lavillet, and Dr. Jason, the name just escaped me. I would just say the AD is Jason, oh God, I can't believe that. Cable, yeah, Jason Cable. Known him for years, and excited for his leadership there. And I'm going to tell you, so I got a beautiful tour of the whole campus. And if you're an HBCU grad, you can feel proud that this stadium, if you're from Virginia, it looked like Virginia Tech, okay? I was like, one of our HBCUs has such a stadium, such a statement. So I was really, really proud. And so that's what I did on Monday. Tuesday, you know, when I travel, I do try to have connecting events with Garden members. And I'm going to tell you, outstanding turnout, interesting. I think we did gain some more individuals inside the Garden, because what I usually do is I will tell my LinkedIn connections where I'm going to be. And, yeah, so we had at least two folks that came from my LinkedIn connections, and they joined immediately. And that would be Nancy Board. She is, she runs the YMCA here. And I do that because there are a lot of transferable leadership skills and jobs for individuals who go from YMCA to athletic administration. And Nancy Board was proof of that last night because she has worked SEC championships. She's very fluent in gymnastics. And so we got great insight with all of that. And so when I travel, people know me, but they might not know each other, and they might live in the same city. And that's exactly what happened. And so Leslie Brooks is a young lady, I would say graduated less than a year ago, and she has a role in athletics and academic side. And again, she has a bright future. And I think, again, when we embrace our youth, we protect our pipeline. Yeah. And so she had the wherewithal to know that she needed to be in that room, and she was there. And Stephanie Thompson, she also works at Alabama State University, but she had a wealth of knowledge, and so you're definitely going to see her in the Garden. Oh, of course, all three of those young ladies will be in the garden. It's just that I'm booked right now to January. Yeah, January. So we're going to work and get them on so you can hear their stories, because we shared our stories last night, and I was like, oh, we got to get that recorded on the podcast. All right, and then Katasha Turner, a longtime member of the garden, a member of the Advanced Academy. I think she's like an hour or 2 hours away. She came up and shared. And again, Janice Lively, Dr. Janice Lively, she was there. Penny Lucas White, the volleyball coach here at Alabama State University, she came up to join us. And we had a gentleman. I felt bad for him, James Jones, because he turned the corner and he just saw a beautiful table of flowers. The flowers were us. And but he said he's glad he attended. He's actually an athletic trainer, and he's looking to be in athletic administration. So that's why it's really, really important to attend these connecting events when I come to your town, because you never, never know who you may meet that can help you get to your next. And we do get further together, for real. And so I'm excited about that. So today, after I finish with the Chat in the Garden podcast, I'm going to travel to Stillman College and have a talk with the women student athletes. And we'll probably talk about the compass. You got to know your ship to guide your ship. And so just excited about traveling and planting seeds of empowerment to lead others to greatness. So moving forward to like April 23rd, WeCoach is offering a level up panel with the HBCU High School Unsigned Senior Showcase. It's April 23rd at Boo Williams Sportsplex from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Is the actual showcase. The pre-event, which is going to be sponsored by WeCoach, will be from 12 to 2. And we are solidifying the speakers as we speak. Hats off to Dr. Ingrid Wicker McCree, who is over the grant for HBCUs to increase the number of minority coaches within the WeCoach organization. And so we're ecstatic and appreciative of her acknowledging this event. That would be really great to bring the leaders, the higher coaches, to shed light on how to level up. So we're inviting club coaches, grassroots coaches, high school coaches, college coaches, all to come to Hampton, Virginia, April 23rd. To grow together. This is definitely that case. And so it's a free event. However, we do need registration to get your admittance. All right. And so how do you register? You go to bit.ly/WeCoachLevelUp. Okay. Capitalize W, E, capitalize C, coach, capitalize L, level, capitalize U, up. Okay? We coach, level up. That's how you register. And I look forward to seeing you all there. We love planning things that can grow other individuals. So I think this will be fantastic. Fantastic. And I'm proud to be the gold sponsor of another professional development opportunity, especially for those who are interested in the student-athlete professional development area. And it used to be called life skills. So whatever word triggers to you, this is why you need to be in this place. And so this is Hilliard Solutions is producing the 5th annual Virtual Women in Athlete Development Symposium and Networking, April 12th and 13th. tickets are on sale now. And how you go get them is go to Hilliard Solutions, H-I-L-L-I-A-R-D, solutions.com/symposium. Again, HilliardSolutions.com/solutions. And I am giving a gift, a package, a professional development book to those who can show proof of purchase for this ticket. So if you're going to attend Dr. Hilliard's program, and I'm looking for early bird, I'm looking for early takers, fast takers. Those who do that, I got a bonus for you. If you can prove to me that you have already purchased your ticket to the 5th Annual Virtual Women in Athlete Development Symposium, I got a professional development book for you. So get on board, purchase your ticket today at HilliardSolutions.com/symposium, and send inbox me your proof of purchase, and I will mail you a professional development book. Okay? And so this is what we do. And so, hey, the fifth issue of Significance in Athletics and Sports is live on Amazon right now. And on the cover is my mentor, the true trailblazer, Alfreda Goff. She has launched and assisted so many women in this business to be unselfish. When I think of sponsor, her head pops in. And what is a sponsor? A sponsor is somebody who says your name in rooms when you're not there. They're the ones that say, okay, we need to have her as a speaker. She helps you provide a platform so that you can go to your next. And so if you'd like to know about this fantastic woman, you need to go get this magazine to figure out why we're so excited about honoring the true trailblazer, Alfreda Goff. And so you can go purchase the latest Significance in Athletics and Sports at our store, SeedsOfEmpowermentStore.com. Again, SeedsOfEmpowermentStore.com. And definitely support your sisters in the game, if you will. And the Meet the Contributors Facebook Lives will start in April when we begin to let you meet those individuals that are in this magazine. And all of the attendees to our connecting event, not all, those who came early, they got a copy of the magazine. It's important for us to spread these seeds, so we can keep this pipeline of black women in athletic administration. It's key. It is key. So Seawall Foundation is offering media training for student athletes with name, image, and likeness on that. This is important training. Candy Waller is the founder of Seawall Sports Entertainment. And, you know, she really works with on the professional side. But what she is seeing, she's seeing a lacking in student athletes knowing how to approach the media and how to respond. And I tell you, it really is a task because social media just cuts out the barrier. But you don't realize that that what you say on social media, the media can take that and use it in their stories. You don't need permission for it. You want him, there's no filter. And so, again, this is why she wants to work with student athletes on how to communicate with the media. So she is preparing players for lights, camera, action, so we don't have any sorry Miss Jackson moments. For more information, go to email her at info@seawallfoundation.org. Again, info@seawallfoundation.org. and to get your student athletes talking to actually a media person who wants to assist them to be their best. All right. And, I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. So excited that Tawana Smith, the author of Surviving the Light, A Professional Athlete's Playbook to Avoiding the Curse, is going to be presenting at the Black Student Athlete Summit in California in May. I'm so excited. I really am about that because I already got my hotel room. I ain't got my flight yet. I can attend to that quite quickly. But yes, and so she's soon to be Dr. Tawana Smith, doctor, you know. But this book right here, something she wrote a couple of years ago, that is really important and it really, really trained me and my brain for this name, Image of Lightness. Didn't even know it was coming. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, we think that our, you know, agents in the NCAA world is not just the people who go get the contract signed. Agents in the NCAA mindset are anyone that assists individuals who are receiving money or could receive money. That's the PR people. That's your tax people. Anybody who is guiding and receives dollars is what they consider the agent. So before we had Name, Image, and Likeness, the conversations that need to be had, even with your family members, like if Uncle Joe had a car dealership, he still might not be the best person to negotiate your contract or your best person to do your taxes because, you know, taxes, you got state and federal. So how do you deal with it when you have a home over here, but your money's coming from over here where this place is? I mean, you know, first thing everybody wants to do is buy them on my house. Well, maybe that might not be the best thing because, again, the average NFL time span is 3 years. And, you know, maybe you should buy an apartment and not buy a house, you know, because then you're having the maintenance. How, and to, because she's got real world interviews of people who have gone through that. So get this book on your bookshelf, Surviving the Light, A Professional Athlete's Playbook to Avoid the Curse. And the curse is get money and it's gone before you can blink your eye. That's what we're talking about. And so this is on Amazon in 3 different formats, audio, paperback, and ebook. Get your copy today. And lastly, and almost every day I see the need for this, and Alva Amaker, the owner and consultant, educational risk management consultant, owns Vigilant Safety Training Center. She likes to say policy to practice. The center has the following: first responder training, which we saw on Monday night, why that's really important, okay? This, she has sport and event staff certification. I used to say it's the people with the yellow jacket, but I went to a basketball tournament, conference tournament last week, and the people had on red jackets. So I can't use that anymore. So the individuals that you purchase of their services to handle your game day events, like where people sit, you know, watch the passes, watch for disturbances, they need to be trained. Because, you know, matter of fact, I don't think any of the people that I saw were looking at the crowd. They were all looking at the game. See, again, how Ava got my mind going. I mean, again, I'm looking at people go with me to a game. It's no telling, you know, I might not see the same thing they see because my brain is looking for the operations of the event. But, yeah, as a matter of fact, he was not looking at us, the crowd. He was watching the game. That's the problem. that's a problem. But that's my point. You know, do they know what they're supposed to be doing as it relates to your policies and procedures? Because I'm telling you, the first thing they will do is they talk to their supervisor, and they might not even take it from you because you're running the event. I saw that this week. I sure did last week. A person that was a high up with the conference office trying to tell somebody with a red coat what needs to happen, and they weren't moving until they got on their microphone and to hear what the supervisor said. One of the things I would say was really important that I learned when I was in the conference office, you need to have a picture for all of these staff people to know who is who and who can correct. Because I've had a real bad situation where they stopped the commissioner. I mean, with me, it didn't really bother me because I'm going to explain to you my role. But even at that, you know, they look at passes, but they need to know faces of the people who are in authority, especially when you have a facility that's used by different entities. And so that, and then if you are over a facility and you have a renter, they need to know that who are the powers that be, because I'm telling you, that goes with the experience when they want to do your contract with you again. So, again, they need to be trained. It should have been the first time that people are aware of the different things of a crowd. Okay? So she does this. It's called Sport and Event Staff Certification, Workplace Safety, Personal Training and Operations. She has an assessment for you to figure out what is your needs and what can she help you with. The assessment is free. So take advantage of all these opportunities. www.vigilancestc.com. Again, vigilancestc.com. vigilancestc.com. Well, the time has come to meet our guest of the hour. And I'm excited about this because, you know, when I meet individuals out and about, I get a chance to learn about them, and I go like, oh, I got to have them on the podcast. So I did ask for some instructions on pronunciation. So please, please bear with me, okay? Ogin Aldaway. If I have that incorrect, please correct me when you come on the air. She's Assistant Director of Student Athlete Development for Morgan State University. Welcome to the garden.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here. And you almost had it. Oyin Adewale.
Oh, no. Now, see, you say it fast. Say it nice and slow for me.
Oyin Adewale.
Oyin. Oyin. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, Oyin. It's so nice to have you on the garden.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited. Oh, I'm so glad that you are excited. Well, before we start, how long have you been a member of the garden?
I want to say since 2021. Yeah.
Okay.
Because around, yeah, the beginning of 2021.
Okay. Because when you showed up at the breakfast, I was just like,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, this is someone that seems to be real familiar. So I was like, I felt really good about that. But before we talk about our garden experience and how we sat together, let's tell everybody
mm-hmm.
about your career, your journey from college to your current position.
All right. So I was a student athlete at Binghamton University. It's a school, it's a Division I school in upstate New York. I was a track and field, or field and track, as I like to say, student athlete. I was a shot putter,
mm-hmm.
A two-time conference champion in the American East Conference over there. I kind of got my glimpse into athletics administration when I was getting my master's degree there in public administration. One of the advisors there, Christy Bowers, who's now the senior associate AD at Boston University, she's like, Lynn, I really think you should, like, look into working in athletics, just because, like, during, like, my grad year, I was very, like, vigilant, I would say, which, like, I'm like, we need certain things in place for us student athletes. So kind of just starting to be, like, an advocate for my peers.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to make that change, like, work in the administration. So that's kind of how I got my start. I did an internship for my grad program at Stony Brook University in Long Island, New York. Worked there the summer of 2019, I believe. Worked under Greta Stranger. She's now working on the campus side at Stony Brook now. But, yeah, when I was a life skills assistant there, I loved every second of it. She kind of pushed me to, like, plan some programming. So I helped with, mm-hmm. with the Summer Bridge program that summer. So I didn't even know what Summer Bridge was, so I had to kind of start from scratch there. I helped with their orientation. I looked at end-of-the-year surveys, so kind of sifting through that data. Made, like, a report from that to present to the AD.
Mm.
So, yeah, it was really, really good experience. Yeah. Then I graduated in December of 2019, and then COVID hit. So trying to figure out a way to get my foot in the door in athletics because no one was hiring at the time. So I finally got my first gig at St. Francis College in Brooklyn Heights, New York, in September of 2020. So imagine all that time from graduating December 2019 to September 2020. I used most of the time to network with people in the industry, kind of pick their brains about kind of what they do, kind of figuring out what space I want to step my foot in. So I got a chance at St. Francis College, and I was their athletic academic advisor, overseeing like 12 sports teams over there. So that was an interesting first job. I loved every second of it as well. And then I got a call from Morgan State to come down there and be the athletic academic coordinator. And I went there, and I'm still here. So I'm loving the experiences I've had so far.
So you said you just got a call. So what do you think led to that call?
So my academic advisor at Binghamton, Terrence Lally, he is the senior associate AD here at Morgan. So I kept in contact with him after. Because he became my mentor through the time. And Dr. Scott as well, he was the AD at the time before I came there. I've been talking to both of them consistently. So they're like, hey, well, an academic coordinator position just opened, and we'd like you to come and interview for it. So kind of honing in on the importance of networking and keeping people kind of like in your circle is really important, because that's really how I was able to get that job. Because I wasn't like looking actively for a job. I just kind of got the call. And I'm like, you know what? Why not?
See, I'm going to ask you, how did you keep your spirits up after getting your degree and not being able to? Because you didn't major in sports management. So so it really was from the practical standpoint of what you were doing as you were getting. And why didn't you get your master's in that and you got it in something else?
Binghamton didn't have sports management, and basically, I was offered a full scholarship to stay another year and compete. So I'm like, okay, well, I wasn't really thinking about a master's degree at the time. So I'm like, public administration kind of sounds cool because I majored in human development for undergrad. So, yeah, I don't really have a traditional background per se, but I think just more so living from the experiences that I've had as an athlete, and then my degree program let me intern in an athletics field, kind of got the ball rolling for me.
Well, you must be doing okay. You just got a promotion.
Yeah, I did. I'm really, really excited about it. That's another piece I want to talk about, having a boss that kind of really wants to sow into your professional development and your growth. Because my boss has always known that I always want to kind of to be in student-athlete development. But at the time, Morgan didn't really have, like, a full, like, student-athlete development, like, programming. So coming in as a coordinator, still being able to work with the director of athlete development at the time, Chad Allen, who's now at Cincinnati, I got to work with him a little bit to kind of get my feet wet. And then the opportunity arose where I could become assistant director, because now we have an assistant athletic director for student athlete development for in Marvin Cornish. So, yeah, everything is working out, and I'm really glad about it.
So you communicated that that's what you wanted to do, because we're talking about that Morgan, and you said your supervisor,
mm-hmm.
and then your supervisor left?
No, so my supervisor is Terrence Lally. He's a senior associate AD for student success at Morgan right now. So
okay.
He's always known that I wanted to do student athlete development. So when the opportunity arose for me to kind of work under our new student athlete development assistant AD, he's like, you know what, go and start getting, like, your feet wet in that area, since I know that's what you want to do.
Okay, so you went from academics
mm-hmm.
to development, student athlete
mm-hmm.
development. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Because, see, in some departments, it's all the same.
Yeah.
So that's why I was a little confused.
Yeah, Morgan.
Okay, I got
yep.
it.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I don't know if you realize it, but the current athletic director at Morgan State, she came up through those ranks. So you have a good blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever want to be an AD, she came up through the
mm-hmm.
academic side.
So yes, she did. And we've had conversations about that. So I'm really excited to be under her leadership.
I'm sure you are. I mean, even if you never
mm-hmm.
talk to her, just to watch her, I say, you know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
you can have virtual mentors that you don't even talk to, because I really don't believe that the formal part of, okay, this is my mentor, and you, like, supposedly, you know, sign like a virtual
mm-hmm.
agreement. No, it should be organic.
Yeah.
It really should be.
Mm-hmm.
Let me kind of go back to my script. And then, you know, because, again, I'll branch off. So we met in person, the Black Student Athlete Summit, back in May.
Yes.
Why did you think it was
yes.
important for you to attend that type of professional development event? And what other professional development activities do you engage in?
That one was I've been, like, seeing about the Black Student Athlete Summit since before I got to Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
So being at Morgan, Mr. Allen and I got to have the opportunity to take two students with us to the Black Student Athlete Summit. Just being able to be around people that look like you, even though I do work at MHBCU, like hearing everyone's stories that did come from a PWI, predominantly white institution, and then being that I was also an athlete at a predominantly white institution and hearing their stories and like how like they are similar to mine. And which is more the reason why I kind of got into the athletics space.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really dope. And then what other professional development opportunities I did do, I went to MOA. I'm also on the committee for the EPD committee on MOA, MOA Rising Stars. So went to Vegas for that as well. And then part of N4A, because it's academics and student athlete development, all in one. But yeah, and then I applied for the Women Leaders Symposium, the Leadership Symposium.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see about that as well.
Well, I don't know if you heard me in my pre-talk, but I am a gold sponsor of the Hilliard Solutions 5th Annual Virtual Women in Athlete Development Symposium, which takes place April 12th to the 13th, and is virtual. And so
okay.
I would really strongly, this is the area that
mm-hmm.
you're in now, that you will
mm-hmm.
attend. And just like everyone else, if you purchase your ticket and you prove it to me that you purchased, I have a bonus gift for you.
Okay. I'll definitely look into that for sure.
So how you purchase it, you go to HilliardSolutions.com, all right,
mm-hmm.
and /symposium. And this is the fifth one. And you talked about networking as well. They take
mm-hmm.
a lot of breaks, but you can go and be in these little virtual rooms and connections.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is like you are really in person. Like you would go to a conference, you take a break, you go to the bathroom, you see somebody in the hallway. It's that kind of, and really, you know, how I keep hearing you say to put your position, get your feet wet. That's
mm-hmm.
the kind of thing that this will do because
mm-hmm.
many people do the same things, but they all do it differently. So that's
yeah.
a good place to get that info from.
For sure. I'll definitely look into it.
Oh, yes.
So I definitely want that special gift.
You special one. Oh, yeah, it's good. Yeah, because you know I got good gifts. Yeah, because when you attended the breakfast at 6 o'clock
mm-hmm.
in the morning, that's the kind of thing. The early bird. You were the first person there, matter of fact.
Yep. I like to be on time. Early even.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and so I'm going to have a special packet for you because you got that packet, and I'm like, I'm glad you said that. So we're like, okay. She's already got that book because,
mm-hmm.
I plant seeds, and I believe seeds are reeds. And so, I'll get you another one, a different one. Yeah, buddy, I got one right down your alley.
Thank
so
you.
Just go ahead and yeah, make sure you show up to give me, and just email me at MoniqueAJSmith@SeasonEmpowerment, your proof of purchase,
mm-hmm.
and I will put it in the mail for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So you're fairly young in the business. What advice do you have to your peers about being heard and understood with so many different generational individuals in the workplace?
Huh, this is a really good question.
Well, thank you.
I'm full transparency. I'm still learning myself. But the biggest piece of advice is do not be scared to advocate for yourself. You might not know how to, properly go about it, so that's kind of when you reach over to your mentors, to your other peers,
mm-hmm.
kind of ask, kind of run them down with the situation, ask how they would view it, and then advocate for yourself. I feel like because I'm young in the industry, it's very easy for my voice to kind of be, overshadowed. So
mm-hmm.
talking to the right people, networking with the right people in your office space is really important because they can also advocate for you. My boss is probably
mm-hmm.
my biggest advocate, honestly. And this Kim Ross Watkins, I'm not sure if you know her. This is maybe for academics here at Morgan. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love her.
She started up as a cheerleading person.
Mm-hmm.
Is she still doing cheerleading?
Yeah, so she's no, she took a step back from that. Yeah, but she's still very involved, with them.
Oh, that's good she's still there, though. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
that's some good foundation. I mean, I can see
mm-hmm.
her right now with that big smile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's been awesome as well. So just having people that I can go to not only advocate for me, but kind of teach me how to advocate. Still learning the professional lingo. So how to respectfully, stand up for yourself as well is something that I'm learning. So, yeah.
See,
that's
key.
My biggest piece of advice.
Respectfully
mm-hmm.
advocate
mm-hmm.
for yourself. I think that
mm-hmm.
is really key because respect – it's really a cultural thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With cultural, and when I say cultural, I mean I'm embracing the generation. You know,
mm-hmm.
because I'll be honest with you, my mother is 8 years younger than my father. And my father was real big on yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. But my mother was like, all she needs to be able to say is yes and no. You don't need to have to qualify. So, again, that's why I grew up in the house of conflict already. You see what I'm saying? Like conflict of training, upbringing of myself. And so with that, I had to reach a happy medium of, you know, how I did things. Because, again, as a child, you still want to please your parents, but you also want to be able to find your own. And so I was born in 67, so my growing up years was 70s. So you were still, that's when, you know, I'm Black and I'm Proud. And that's when, you know, we had the Afros and things like that. But my father, again, he was really far removed from that. I've never seen my daddy wear a pair of jeans on. Never in my life. Never in my life. Now, we lived in the country, and he worked out in the, you know, I think I can see him plow the, you know, the garden and with his dogs. He put on a overall suit, you know, but not. He looked good even, honey. Okay, he was always going to. Did you iron this thing, you know? But it's all about the pride and the things. And so giving another example, he was the same age as Martin Luther King. All right, so that's that time span, and my mother was young, 8 years younger than that. So my mother's like the rebel, all right? But so I'm their child, and I'm like got my foot in both centuries of life. And again, I was 22, first time athletic administrator, 22, 23. So I was very similar to you of being very young, and I made some mistakes. You know, but I had some folks that gave me some grace. But everybody's not going to do that. So that's why when I do the Advanced Academy, I concentrate a lot. Like the first, you know, when people do executive coaching with me, I do mindset work before I do skill set work. And so just like I told you about my childhood breakup, I mean, you know, how makeup of how I see things, that explains how you move. So some things need to be unlearned and some things need to be exposed. So one of the things that you just said that I asked my colleagues and run it by them, you know, that's being strategic, all right? Now, but there's always a conflict of being authentic. And I say authentic, and I learned this from Angel Mason, athletic director Angel Mason. She said you could be authentic, but you don't have to give people all of you all at one time.
Okay.
That was, again, learning is, you can learn from everyone. And so when she said that, I was like, that, I'm going to embrace that because that's absolutely the truth. You know, because you think you're in conflict, but again, that's a strategic move.
Yeah.
And so that is... So would you like to share an experience where you did get some training and where you asked the question and how it improved the situation?
Sure. So basically one of the, I had a conflict with another senior staff member. After the conversation, I felt, I don't want to say disrespect. Disrespect is a strong word, but like something around those lines.
Uncomfortable.
So, yes, uncomfortable. Thank you. And I was not happy about it. So I took a step back. I breathed for a second. I spoke with my sister, actually, because that's my confidant. But then I was able to speak with Ms. Ross Watkins. And she kind of put things in perspective for me. And that helped. So I was able to kind of build up that courage, which I was saying earlier, to kind of go back and advocate for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the conversation really didn't go nowhere, but I was very happy that I was able to kind of take that step and advocate for myself, because just like you, I'm Nigerian, so like culturally, like it's completely different. So in Nigeria, it's more, it's still more of the yes ma'am, no ma'am type of thing. So like if your parents does something, like that's it, there is no coming back. So that's how I was raised. So kind of taking that, right? But I'm like, so now it's conflicting because I'm in the U.S. and I'm like, well, no, I actually have a voice and I can advocate for myself. So how do I do that? How do I go about that? So going to Ms. Rock-Watkins definitely helped me navigate that. So I'm just happy that I was able to kind of build up that courage.
And that's what I've been hearing often. It is actually the opposite, because you've been stifled and now you have the opportunity to use your voice. You just go, I'm not going back to be silent. But there's something to be said about being strategic with it. So there's a book called Strategic Chick that I use in my training. And the person's not athletics, they're entertainment, but it's very similar, women not being heard, and then, you know, you think you should be at the next level, and how do you make those moves? It really is, 'cause here's the thing, your voice is in your head before you verbalize it. So that's the kind of conversation you need to be. It's like you play it, and it's like, what is the outcome I want? Do I just want to be heard, or do I want change to happen? And so by me speaking, am I going to be able to get the change that I want? Or do I need to get somebody else to speak on this? And then if the part about being disrespected or felt uncomfortable, that's where the four agreements come into play. Because if you don't take it personal, the person is speaking toward the person in the position and not you personally, it takes the sting out.
Yes.
But all these conversations are in your head first. So I just wanted to, you know, because I really think that you can be a leader in this, because you got a promotion and you're young and you got a change of leadership. You know, us older folks, we already go through the fear of change. But you're a young person and you're riding that wave of change, and you saw where it took you, and it's taking you where you want to be. And so strategically, you had to do something to get there. And they might not take it from me, but a young person as a peer, oh, how did she do that? That's how it is. Okay, we're going to get in trouble because you're very welcome. We're going to get in trouble because, okay, well, you know what? We're going to have to say goodbye, sweetheart, because I talk so much, I forgot my commercials. So.
All right.
So I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your journey with us today. And I'm sure that you planted some good seeds with folks.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, okay. She said I got 10 minutes left. Okay. Woo. Man,
okay.
I was like, oh, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. Any, let me ask one more question. This is one I got to ask. I'm glad you shared about your cultural background. But you were educated. Mm-hmm. You weren't educated at HBCU. Were there any cultural adjustments from a PWI that you had to adjust to?
Cool. Let me think of one. I think being around so many people that look like me, it was more like an overload, sensory overload when I first got there. I'm like, well, this is amazing. I'm around people that look like me, but it's like, wow. And I think another thing was I felt like I could finally bring my true authentic self to work. Obviously, still be very like professional, but like with my students especially, like they're really who I do this for. Just being authentic with them and having like authentic conversations, so they kind of get why I'm pushing them to do what they need to do, I think has been really, really helpful. So, yeah, that, I think, would be it.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, here's the thing. People don't realize this, though. Even HBCUs, there are a lot of differences and diversity there. And so it's still you have to learn how to respect those kind of differences. And did you have any people from your country at HBCU?
Yes, actually. There are a couple of Nigerian student athletes that we have there. And then there are actually plenty that work at Morgan State. So that's very awesome to see. A lot of them are professors and senior leadership. Yeah.
Oh, that just warms my heart. Okay, I'm reading Americana. Well, I'm cheating. I'm doing the audio book.
Shoot.
But I...
Okay.
Have you heard of this? So you read the book,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I have. No, I didn't, I didn't read it, but, yeah, a lot of my friends have told me about it.
Oh, you got to check it out.
And I know the author as
you
well.
You got to.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to some of her TED Talks. For me, that's like education. Because I really, by looking through their eyes, I see the assumptions that we make as Black Americans. And I'm like, I'm checking my biases. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm going like, yeah, I have said that. Oh, I have done that. So, I would love to hear or see something about pertaining upon those kind of biases as it relates to athletics and that. Because I'm sure many of your students. Girl, that's what I do, girl. I pay your fees.
Okay.
Well, it's been a pleasure, sweetheart.
Thank you so much for having
me. Oh, you're very welcome.
Oh,
we'll be talking soon.
Yes, all right.
Yes. All right, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And I want to say thank you to Jamla Harrison for being my eyes and ears of Refined Solutions. Join us next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for updates on show guests and podcasts, follow us on Facebook's A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith. And have a significant rest of the day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Janice Hilliard, President and CEO of Hilliard Solutions. Are you interested in entering and advancing in the field of athlete development? Then the 5th Annual Women in Athlete Development Symposium and Networking Event on April 12 through 13 is for you. Since 2019, over 45% of attendees are enjoying their dream job in athlete development. Go to HilliardSolutions.com/symposium today for more information. Looking forward to seeing you online.
This is Alva Champion Amaker of ANA Athletic Consulting and Vigilant Safety Training Center. My investment to become a member of the Advanced Academy is one of the best decisions I've made in my business and personal growth journey. Working with Monique has provided the network to connect and collaborate with some phenomenal women and leaders, exposed me to literature for growth, and opportunities to share my skill sets and knowledge. Her candid approach in the one-on-one sessions make me more accountable for taking the necessary steps toward my advanced success. Thank you, Monique, and I appreciate you.
Hi, my name is Candy Waller, and I'm the president of the Seawall Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization established to enhance the transferable skills of student athletes. We are currently launching a media training course to prepare student athletes to effectively engage with the press and the public. To learn more, email us at info@seawallfoundation.org. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Why do colleges support student athletes pursuing every profession except professional sports? Why are they treated as just students when they're athletes, knowing that they need help surviving their lives? I'm Tawana Smith, and as a former Division I and pro athlete and now best-selling author, I've created a transition system specifically for student athletes called Surviving the Lights. For more information, visit www.survivingthelights.com to learn how we can change the game together.